Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Tim McGann from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Tim, kind of a back-and-forth seesaw for the markets here this week. At the end of the week, give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Absolutely, Chad. March corn closed down 4¾ cents, and December 2019 corn was down 2.5 cents. March soybeans were down 11¼ cents, while November 2019 soybeans were down 5 cents. March Kansas City wheat was down 1.5 cents. March Chicago wheat was down 2.5 cents. And March Minneapolis wheat was down 0.25 cents.
All right. So talking about some of the news items, of course, the big one, yesterday we were supposed to get some government data out. But, you know, because of the government shutdown, we did not get those, kind of delayed indefinitely at this point. But, you know, there are some private numbers that are coming out, at least giving the trade something to chew on, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're at 21 days now, which is what I was hearing this morning is the longest government shutdown we've had yet. So there was supposed to be a big USDA report coming out Friday, and that didn't happen, obviously, with the government shutdown. But there is some private firms that went ahead and released some numbers. That Grow Intelligence kind of put out its own version for 18 corn and beans. And they came in with right around 14.5 billion bushels for corn based on a yield of 177, you know, instead of USDA's estimate of 178. So they were a little less. So, you know, around 111 million bushel trimming of USDA's estimates. Grow Intelligent final soybean numbers were about 4.4 billion bushels, so that's down around 133 million bushel from USDA's estimate in December. Yield was taken down from 52.1 to 50.6. Their numbers that they came in with are not out of line, but the USDA will obviously do their own estimates and put out their own numbers with what they feel has always happened. And the USDA is typically known for not going with 100% with what everybody else thinks. So we'll just have to see once this government gets back open and what they come out with on their numbers.
Another set of numbers we got, I think it was on Thursday, were those private estimates, government numbers as well, out of Brazil, and they showed a slightly shrinking grain crop, but maybe not as much as folks were anticipating?
Absolutely. There was a private company out of Brazil that reduced its corn crop estimate from 94.9 to, about 3.68 billion bushels on corn, and about 4.25 billion bushels on beans. So with the weather down there, that's obviously probably going to affect their ending stocks as well.
So does it seem to be weather becoming more and more of a discussion point down there, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. It just keeps coming out to the, you know, the 7 day, and then next 7 day, and then next 7 day just remains mostly hot and dry in southern Brazil, where part of their second corn crop, you know, will eventually be planted here after they get their beans out, and that should be any time, definitely by February. So, obviously, with the forecast remaining hot and dry, you know, that's pretty stressful to corn and soybeans, so that's probably going to set them back just a little bit.
Yep. All right, coming back to the United States here, getting our way through the rest of January here, what are kind of the keys for our marketing plan? What are you working on? What are you kind of looking for here moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. Good question. On old crop, I think we're looking for positive basis pushes to where we find some opportunities where we can do some quick ship on corn and beans. I think just with the corn market trading not as erratically as beans here, traders are obviously more focused on beans. So look for some basis opportunities to move some of that old crop. And on new crop, we are seeing our customers, and we're getting our 19 bushels on the books. You know, we're getting our averages in, our seasonal averages, and our floors, our EAs with upside. And protecting kind of where we're at now, so it doesn't. If it does slip lower, we're protected on the floor, and if it goes up, we get to go up with it. So now's the time to get those bushels and get those working for us for 19.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much for the insight. Again, that's Tim McGann at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free. It's 866-574-2724. They also have a website. It's agriskconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We will talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting on the Rural Radio Network.